With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Defying the wishes of President Biden, New Hampshire scheduling its presidential primaries before South Carolina.
The president wanted South Carolina to be the first voting state in the Democrats' 2024 primary season. However, New Hampshire refused to give up its long-running position as the traditional leadoff primary state. Officials there announced that presidential primaries will be held on January 23rd. New Hampshire law requires the state's primaries be held at least 7 days before any similar contest. The primaries will take place about a week after the Iowa caucuses. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A victory for Donald Trump in an election case as a judge in Colorado rejecting an effort to keep the GOP frontrunner off that state's primary ballot. In the meantime, the former president has been campaigning in Iowa. Also at SRNnews.com, survivors of Nazi atrocities joining young Jewish activists outside the Paris Holocaust Memorial, highlighting a rise in anti-Semitism since the beginning of the Israeli-Hamas war.
Standing in a line, a group of activists and Holocaust survivors hold up a sign saying, "We will not let history repeat itself or stammer." In France, half of the recent anti-Semitic acts involve graffiti, posters, or protest banners bearing Nazi symbols or violent anti-Jewish messages.
That is correspondent Karen Chamis reporting. Medical personnel and patients making their way out of Gaza's largest hospital earlier Saturday, one person describing it as a very chaotic evacuation as Israeli forces searched all men coming out and arrested some of them. Israeli forces remain at the Shifa hospital along with a small number of health workers. This is SRN News. China continues to step up efforts to get rid of Christianity. Here's Michael Harrington.
The country's Ethnic and Religious Affairs Committee has hosted a major gathering of religious officials in Beijing aimed at furthering the Sinicization of Christianity. To Sinicize something is to make it more Chinese in character or form. In practical terms, it's an effort by the Communist Party to bend Christianity to its purposes and make it subservient to the will of the government. The conference has been followed by a fresh wave of persecution. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians who fled the Taliban takeover in Afghanistan about to make the move again. Many sought refuge in neighboring Pakistan. Now, the government there preparing to expel them. International Christian Concern says a lot of believers were among the thousands of Afghans who ran across the border when the Taliban seized control. This is SRN News. Correspondent John Scott has an update on whooping cranes in Louisiana.
Four cranes are now part of Louisiana's experimental population in Vermilion Parish. Whooping cranes are an endangered species, and officials for more than a decade have been working to establish a self-sustaining population in southwest Louisiana. The flock now totals 85. The Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries says all four juveniles have been added to the White Lake Wetlands Conservation Area in southwest Louisiana. Louisiana began reintroducing the bird in 2011 when 10 were released there to develop the flock.
Authorities in Arizona have identified a set of decomposed remains known for 31 years as Apache Junction Jane Doe, that of 15-year-old Melody Harrison. The Apache Junction Police Department says the teenager was reported missing in 1992. More details at SRNnews.com.